Of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is a classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 16th through the 21st.
And we got on the subway, and back in those days in Russia, nobody wanted to know anything. All the Russians had faces like this. And they sat on the subway, and they might have a paper. But they did not look to the left, to the right. They did not see you. They did not pretend to see you. And here we are, Westerners. We stand out like a sore thumb. I mean, we're just like people came from outer space. And we're on the subway and we're counting the stops. One, two, three. And we decided somehow that that's where we were supposed to stop. We got off. It is pitch black. You know, we used to laugh with the underground church people because Russia, communist Russia, had so many laws to protect their people. And they would say, oh, they love us. They protect us. All the laws were to protect them. And one of the laws was, you cannot have lights on a car at night on the streets. Because it will hurt the eyes of the people. So they are so black, these streets, because people's eyes need to be protected. So it was so dark and so black, and we did not know where we were. We did not know. We start walking. Can you believe we did this? We start walking. I'm talking communist days. Yeah. We just start going, the 11 of us. And I don't know, we just kind of, we get to a corner and we pray and we decide we should go.
Yeah.
Now, Betty Oakes, how many of you knew Betty Oakes, that prayer warrior that worked with me for years? She's Bob Oakes. She's these children's other grandmother. Boy, I miss her. I'm kind of mad at her for moving to heaven. But I needed her. But she was at home praying. And she said, I saw you out on those streets. And I'd say, go one more block. Go one more block, turn right, go left. And she did not know that God was going to tell us to do this. She only knew it by the Spirit. But you see, there is one Spirit in the earth, one Spirit in the church. We're one church and there's one Spirit. And he can tell us Betty something over here in Oklahoma, and he can have us walking it out over there in Russia. So we walked and we walked and we walked, and we finally saw a guard up in a little thing here, and he kind of pointed us a certain way, and suddenly, we came up on the most brightly lit place you ever could imagine in your life. It was the Red Square. It was the Kremlin. It's like you come out of the darkness of night, and you're going into the bright light, and there everything lit up like daylight, and Kremlin means fort. And there are the great red walls of the Kremlin, the fort. Over on one corner is a huge red star. There is St. Isaac's with the onion domes to it. And we are in the brightest place. And there is Lenin's tomb, big black Lenin's tomb. And there are the soldiers walking the guard in front of Lenin's tomb. Now, in those days, you could not even have a meeting on the street. Two or three people could not talk together. On other trips where we've been, and Jim would try, he was our leader, and he would want to tell us what to do, we would have to pretend we were taking pictures because we could all line up together and then Jim could talk. Now we're going to do this and this while somebody shot our pictures, and we weren't in our room where somebody could hear you. But if they found you talking, you didn't have the right of public assembly. And if they found you talking, they would come with those little clubs and sticks and tap the ground and tell you, break it up, just two or three of you. So I don't know, they must have been blinded to us that night. Because we started, the Lord said, march out Red Square. So we had a parade of 11 people. About midnight, marching Red Square. Now, you can't do things like this just because you decide to do them, but you can do them if the Holy Ghost leads you and tells you to do them. And so we started marching out Red Square. And we started, he said, now open your mouths and speak. Well, he had us speak. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is a prophecy that many people believe has to do with Russia and has to do with them coming down from the north. And a spirit over the place in the heavenlies called Gog. And so we were marching around there and we began to speak by the Spirit. Gog, you're coming down. You're coming down. You're coming down. You're going to let God's people go. You're coming down. We marched out there. I don't know how long we marched, and all the people were marching and praying and prophesying. And I don't know what all they said, but it was things like that. Now, before we went on that trip, Sister Jeannie Wilkerson from Tulsa, our radio program that comes on 15 minutes to 12 on the Oasis Network, we're going to be telling stories about Jeannie Wilkerson next week or so. Right, Joanne? And Jeannie Wilkerson had called us in. I'd gone in and prayed with her. And she prophesied and she said, shortly before Jesus comes, there's going to be relative freedom to preach the gospel behind the Iron Curtain. She was a prophetess. She said, it's God's mercy before judgment. But the door will close. Judgment is coming. That you do it quickly. Well, I mean, it was challenging to believe that there was going to be relative freedom to preach the gospel behind the Iron Curtain at that time. But we've all seen it happen. And we all knew that it was going to close, didn't we? The ones of us who heard Sister Jeannie prophesy that, we knew that the door would close again, and it's happening right now. The hardliners are coming back. And so we had just had that prophecy from Sister Jeannie. We are over there marching at midnight, and we are prophesying, you that are trying to rule. We didn't really know all that about ruling stuff. We just were saying, you're coming down. You're coming down. In Jesus' name, you're coming down. Now, the next day, we went on our regular tour that they take you on. And they took us inside the Kremlin. And as our little 11 group was going there, they said, now that, at that time, Andropov was the head of Russia, Soviet Union. They said, that is Mr. Andropov's office. Immediately when they said that, a power came down over us, didn't it, Jim? Wave your hand, Jim. Is this a witness? A power came down over us, and we dropped back a few steps. We turned our fingers, and we pointed toward that office, and the Lord filled our mouth and bound him. Mr. Andropov was never seen in public again after that day. And at that time, he wasn't sick. He died. Sister Jeannie Wilkerson then in a few weeks back in Tulsa prophesied three funerals. The funerals came in the Soviet Union and things changed. Now, as we went from there, and we saw this black, big black linen tomb. And you know, during the days of the KGB, whenever the heads of state would give speeches and they'd watch the May Day parades, they would stand up on that Lenin's tomb. And we saw that tomb. We didn't go in and see Lenin. We didn't want to. You couldn't get in at night anyway, but we just didn't want to go by him. But his body was in there as they were. People would come every day and in a form worship him in that big black tomb. So we left from there and we flew to Jerusalem. Now, you know what? That was my first time to Jerusalem. I had never been to Jerusalem. Before I left, Mama Goodwin prophesied to me. She said, you're about to go to a country. You know Mama and Papa Goodwin? You know who I'm talking about from Pasadena, Texas? She said, you're about to go to a country you've never been before, and that country is going to be the greatest place of your ministry. Well, that was Israel. I'd been to Russia several times. So we got to Jerusalem, and when we got to Jerusalem that night, remember God had said he's going to tell us something? And so he said, go to the Mount of Olives. I wouldn't do this today, but then I was green. I didn't know that the Mount of Olives was an unsafe place at midnight. It's in what they called East Jerusalem, and there's lots of tension, and It's in, under the Islamic, it's under Arab control, and they live there, and it's not a safe place to be at nighttime. But we went out there, and we got in this certain place where we could see down over the city, and the wind started to blow, didn't it? I mean, the wind came like it must have come in that upper room, and it swirled around us, and we all knew we were in the middle of something. And then the Holy Ghost began to speak to us. He talked to us about wind, the wind of the Spirit. He showed us, he said, Satan has attempted to build a counterfeit Jerusalem in Moscow. He said the walls of the Kremlin are counterfeit to the walls of the city, Jerusalem. We looked and saw the walls of Jerusalem. We'd seen the walls of the Kremlin. He said the red star is a counterfeit to the star that led them to where the Christ child lay. He said Lenin's tomb is a counterfeit to the empty tomb. One city cries out to the world, there is no God. The other one proclaims to eternity, he is Jehovah. And the Lord showed us that Satan had a throne over the earth, and at that time, it was in over Moscow. Well, I shared that in a... Now, did that happen or not? Stand up, Jim and Kathy, if it happened. Bless the Lord. We had a missionary conference in Minnesota, and I was sharing that. And there was a minister there from Europe, and he said to me, well, yes, Satan does have seats over the earth. He said, do you know about, and he took me to Revelation 2:13. At that time, I didn't know about it, but you turn there with me right now. Say glory.
Glory.
Revelation 2:13. Oh, we'll just start with 12. And to the angel of the church at Pergamos, in Pergamos, write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan, and the Greek says, sits.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. October 16th through the 21st, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at www.billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 16th through the 21st in Branson, Missouri.